soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's great frown. And lo, in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, why here I remain. But say, amen.
Amen, amen.
Well, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him to all men, his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad. To many shall hear the truth and trust in God. But he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, why here I'll remain. But stand by his grace until the crown I gain. He
brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay.
He puts a song in my soul today. A song.
Let's clap it. Are you glad he brought you out? Are you glad you have a revelation of this message? You're going to scream that louder today.
Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song.
Clap it one more time. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. The song of praise. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song.
Sing that second verse again.
He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. His steps were a plan. Here I'll abide.
Praise the Lord.
A falling, here I remain.
Amen.
By his grace until the crown.
Let's get a hallelujah out of you.
Hallelujah.
Hey! happy to be here? Praise the Lord. Just tell him you love him. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to welcome everybody. We are sitting together in heavenly places. Now we're sitting together. It's not looking something else is in the future. We're right now sitting together in heavenly places. And he says, we're around this word. What is uniting us? We're getting ready to hear the very voice of God speak to us. The voice that perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing here today. Praise the name of the Lord. Just give him a hand. You don't have to stand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you do have to stand for that, don't you? Praise the Lord. What a revelation. We believe that it is none other than the Son of Man speaking through human lips. Amen. That is our revelation. And he's perfecting his bride today by the only way that he can perfect the bride. And that's by pressing play. Amen. You're going to learn all about that today. Every time you turn on a tape, that's what you hear. That's what he says. This is what perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're just sitting together in the presence of the pillar of fire, getting perfected. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you all really believe that is God himself speaking to you? Amen. With every fiber of my body, I believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name.
Amen.
Praise the name.
Amen.
Praise the name.
Amen.
That is the true revelation of Jesus Christ in this day. Right there. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Now, some say you always place too much upon the man. He was truly a prophet, but Elijah was just a man. We know that. I know that. And we believe that. Amen? But he said, that wasn't Elijah. That was the Spirit of God on Elijah. Elijah was just a man. Now, we've got Elijah's and Elijah's coats and Elijah's mantles and Elijah's everything. But the Elijah of this day is the Lord Jesus Christ. I knew I wasn't going to get to finish that quote. Praise the name of the Lord. He is to come according to Matthew the 17th, Luke 17:30. The Son of Man is to reveal himself again among his people. Not a man, God, but it'll come through a prophet. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Maybe see. Hearing this message tonight makes it so crystal clear. Amen. Of what it is. That revelation right there. You know, most of the world and inside of the message, they really got problems with that. You put too much on him that you believe that it's too much of this, your deity and everything else, that's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thus, we don't worship a man because it's not a man speaking to us. It'd just be the words of another man. We don't believe that. That's not what it is. It is God speaking through that man as he promised he would do in his word. His word said, I'm going to send. The Son of Man's going to come again. He's going to do all these things. And you must believe every word. Not some of it. A portion of it. What I tell you of it. every word. That's every word. You know, I've said this. I've said a lot to the brothers at Voice of God. You have to forgive me for this. But when Jesus was in the synagogue and he was preaching to them there, and he says, "And let you eat my flesh and drink my blood," he says, "you have no part in me." And oh, they went crazy. Everybody is. Well, and he just did close the books. He just walked out. His disciples. Now, I don't know if this happened, but human beings, Peter, I'm sure he's walking behind, and he runs up to John. It's like, what is he talking about? John's, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about, but we just believe it. We just believe it. Now, ours might not be eat my flesh and drink my blood, but is to say every word on the tapes. Believe every word. Amen. What's that mean? I don't know. We just believe it. Amen. That's what the angel of the Lord told him to do. Get the people to believe you. Amen. And that's what Satan's duty is to put doubt. One little bit doubt. He says, once you open up your mind to that doubt, this is, this isn't, could be, I don't know. A little bit of leaven leavens the whole loaf. Amen. It just, he said it. I don't have to explain it. I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't care. I don't know what it means. Like I've said before, oh, you talking about when he went squirrel hunting? You talking, amen. I truly believe that the prophet God was here, and I've probably said this before, but it's worth repeating, that if Brother Branham was here, it's, oh, Joseph, there were, I said, go on, take that. You leave it just the way it is, son. He said he didn't even know until he went back and listened to the tapes himself. He said they would have never said it. So what a rest that truly we have. Amen. And today the enemy will say, well, just when he says, thus saith the Lord, it's not every word. He doesn't mean every word. If you put your mind in reasoning, that makes sense. I know it's hard to step out of character to think the way they think, but that's the way they think. I mean, you know, Brother Branham, when he said, oh, it's going on hunting, it was nice to be here and everything else, he didn't mean that. Well, that makes sense. Aw, he's got you. Right there. You've opened up your mind. So where is it and where isn't? Who's going to tell you what is and what isn't? This is where's the anointing. This is thus saith the Lord. That's not thus saith the Lord. Nonsense. Amen. Nonsense. You have to have the ministry to interpret the word to you. We are the anointed ones to tell you of what is and what isn't. Word begins, this is thus saith the Lord. That's not thus saith the Lord. We are anointed and have that true revelation to express it to you. If you open up your mind and you don't know, who's going to tell you? This is where he comes in. Now, as soon as he reads the scripture, that's thus saith the Lord. That's the message. It's all the message to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. That, if it is, it's the seed of discrepancy. Amen. For God has provided a way. He's provided a channel. He's provided a time. And he's provided a messenger for his bride. And he says it also must come to the man of God's choosing. Not a denominational choosing, not a people choosing, but according to God's choosing. And if it's a message from God, of a great revelation from God, amen, it must come to his prophet. Amen. It doesn't need, and God doesn't need any of us to interpret his word. Amen. God is his own interpreter. He doesn't need our seminaries. He don't need our wisdom. It's nonsense. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's all nonsense. You don't have to tell us. God is. We are one-on-one relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. That same spirit has always been around, and we're going to hear about it today. If we open up our spiritual ears and mind and listen to what that prophet is telling us. Excuse me. But it was in the days of King David, when he was here, he said he got that great revelation too. He said, but there was a prophet in the land. And he never consulted that vindicated prophet that was ordained of God, Nathan. He said he should have went to Nathan, but he was listening to all of his buddies and friends and everybody else and all the congregation. It sounded like a good plan because he had the word. This is where it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to be. He had the word. But it wasn't God's program. God's prophet didn't speak it, so it's wrong. Only if God's prophet speaks it is the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, but you see, David being king with the anointing upon him. He says, now, is that scripture? The anointing upon him? Listen to this. This is how close it is. Anointing upon him and got a true revelation. The anointing was on him. He had the anointing of God upon him. He had a true revelation. But it was wrong. Why was it wrong? If it's a true anointing, if it's the true revelation. I mean, you know, it's the true revelation. Because Nathan was the prophet of that age, and the revelation never came to him. So the only way any revelation can be proper is to come through that prophet. No other way. No other way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. So we see how close is that. The anointed man with the true revelation. It wasn't a false revelation. It wasn't a false anointing. A true both, revelation and anointing. But if that word doesn't come through that prophet and he doesn't speak it, now we have and we've got it and we put it together and we've got this revelation. Nonsense, he said. Praise the Lord. So what is God trying to tell us through his prophet? Now he's saying all this and he's preaching all this. What is he trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us something very important here. The only way to know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, is to stay with the original word. This message, this messenger, this voice, these tapes is the only way to be sure. To be sure.
Amen.
Our pastor's vindicated. With a pillar of fire.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be seated. Let me see, sorry. God's prophet of our age, which is God himself, as we believe with all of our hearts, speaking through human lips. And it gets that. A brother was telling me, and I've heard it a bunch, and it's like, man, you come and say, you know, Melchizedek's going to speak to you, or God's going to speak to you. Oh, I just couldn't believe you'd say that. It's like, you got zero revelation. Who is it then?
Amen.
That boggles my mind. My grandchildren know better than that. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. He never said, after I'm gone, I will send you a group of men, and they will interpret to you and explain to you the true revelation of this message and the word. It will be the tapes and their ministry that will perfect the bride of Jesus Christ. Show that one to me on tape. Show it to me in the Bible. You like to show me where he said, press play. Show me where he said this in the Bible. Show me that. Show me anything that it says after that prophet comes. After that prophet comes, I'm going to send you somebody else and never a group. He says never, ever a group. One man message, one prophet, one message. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Here's what he told us. Notice. But God had not promised to reveal his word in season to them. God had his way of revealing his word, but not to them. Remember, it was contrary to God. Then he goes and says, you say, I'm a minister, anointed. Then stay a minister. Don't try to be a prophet. One prophet.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I must interject here that I know after these things, and it will be, is. And it so helps me, Brother Branham today, he said, I am so misunderstood. When I was listening to this message and Brother Branham said that, my heart just leaped with joy. It's like, if God, if they can misunderstand your prophet, me, that I'm against total, there is no ministry, stay away from the ministries, and there are no such thing. I do not, you people know that, don't you? God ordained ministers of the gospel in doing it. But there's a false bunch is out there. That's what he's trying to tell us. Watch out. It's not going to be in them denominations and everything else is going to carry it away. No. That doesn't hurt the bride. You got to watch it. Stay with the word. Staying with the word is the only way to be sure, just like it was in the days of Noah. Just like it was in the days of Moses. Like it was in the days of the apostles, like it was with the day with us that it is today. He said, when Noah and his group, when they saw the message, nothing else mattered. When John, when Moses saw his group, nothing else matters. When John saw it, nothing else matters. With Jesus' group, nothing else matters. When the apostle group, nothing else matters. Luther's group, Wesley's group, Pentecostal group, it's nothing else matters. They pulled away from everything. By the foreknowledge, he predestinated these things to happen. When you once see the message of the hour, there's nothing else you can see but that. That's all. Everything else is gone. The rest of it is just filler when you once see this message. It's all filler. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Here's where it gets close in the end time. What, Brother Branham? But the ministers say they are just preaching and quoting the message. I do not deny that, and I believe that. And they truly have their place. That's why it's so close. Brother Branham said, it's close. So it's going to seem like I'm against every ministers and everything else, and you shouldn't listen to it and everything else. I'm not saying that. He said right here, he says, but you have to be careful of what they say. And I'm not denying that they do. But they do say, we quote Brother Branham. We're just preaching the quotes. We're bringing the message. But when they say it takes more than the tapes alone cannot perfect the bride of Jesus Christ. It also takes the ministry to bring you in to the full revelation of this message. The days of a one-man message are over. That is a wrong anointing. That is a wrong revelation. He never said that. It's adding to. They're part of, but you don't have to have, you have to have the message and you have to have this. That's anti-word. Then we have the ones that say there are all kinds of mistakes in this message. Why do you even follow the message then? They're not. You're not following the message. He says, I can prove it. I have page after page after page of the mistakes of what he said. It's not every word. Them people are a bunch of deity people anyway. Wrong anointing. Amen. Wrong revelation. That's not the message we believe, and that's not what the word says. Let's see what he said about it. It's got to be every word of God, not just almost every word, but every word of God. It's just that simple. Here's the difference. Today in ministries, today you're going to hear for yourself. That should be enough right there. You're going to hear for yourself today just exactly what that messenger said. You're going to hear with your own ears. And you'll know by hearing the word for yourself, when you listen to the word, what I've spoke, have I misquoted? Have I misplaced? Am I misleading you by what I'm saying? He will give you the true revelation of this message. It is, I appreciate it, brother. It goes, yeah, my child come up to me and says, I want to get this quote, and you get this quote, and get this quote. I said, get on your knees and get a revelation. Because it can be quote, 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 quote. We have the quotes. We believe the quotes. But it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Are you ready? Because today you're going to hear God thunder. He's going to speak. He's going to tell you all about a blast and rocks. He's going to tell you about whirlwinds. He's going to tell you about seven angels. He's going to tell you about those seven angels turning in a mist and going up in a cloud, going across the United States. Angels in heaven, and the whole world could see it. He's going to tell you about a sword, the king's sword, not a king, the king's sword. Fit in his hand perfectly. He said it was the word and it fit into his hand. He had the word. He's going to tell us about true anointing, false anointing. He's going to tell us so many things. But then the best of the best for us today, he's going to talk directly to us today. Amen. December the 8th, 2019. I had to write it down so I wouldn't forget it. Amen. This church, and you listening in around the world, this is for all of you. When he says, when they say, you can't have a home church, that's not in the word. Or on a hookup, that's not a church. You don't even believe in going to church. It's been said a lot. If I don't believe in going to church, why do I have a church? Now, Brother Branham said that. I'll say the same thing. But where is your church? We had them all across the country hooked up the other night. Every 200 square miles had one of my churches. And we're still doing it. We are still hooked up. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name. Are you glad for that today? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name. You remain standing. How wonderful. I'm glad to be hooked up to this message. I'm thankful to the Lord beyond anything that there is to have that true revelation. Everything else, as he said in that quote, is fillers. Everything else the devil tries to put on you, it's cannon fodder. Your failures, your mistakes, the things you do wrong, the things you don't seem you can't overcome, everything else that you go through, whatever it is in life that just burdens you and beats you, tears you apart, means nothing. I've got the revelation. I'm a son and daughter of God, predestinated before the foundation of the world. I'm bride. What else matters? Nothing. He's provided a way for us. He provided blood for us, a lamb that's sitting there, interceding for us 24 hours a day, sitting there. He doesn't even see my mistakes, your failures, your ups and downs, and what am I doing? Lord, here I am again. I failed you again, but Lord, I love you, Lord. Thank you for this message. Thank you for the revelation to let me see. I know who you are in this end time. I know it's a one-man message. and I believe it with all my heart. That ought to set this bride a fire around the world. Because nothing else matters but that. This whole message was for that, for you to have that revelation. He's coming for you. You're his bride. You're the one that recognizes your day. You're the one that recognizes the message and the messenger. And you're the one that recognizes who you are. It doesn't have to be translated and interpreted to do anything else. He come to bring to tell us this one-on-one with you and him. You're calling out a bride. You don't need nobody to add to it, take away from it. We believe exactly what it said. We can't explain it. Can't explain. They couldn't explain. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. They couldn't explain it. Every word is on them. Take. That's what he said. Amen. I will not move from that. Amen. His bride will not go one iota, one jot, one tittle. He didn't say explain it. Believe it. Do you believe it today? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Praise the name of the Lord. How are we thanking today? In your hearts just right now, thanking, Lord, that great revelation that you've given to me that I have no matter what I'm going through. The tests and trials of this world. But Lord, we feel your presence right here, right now. And you're telling us, you're going in up and down the aisles all around us. And you're telling us we are yours. We see it. We believe it. It's anchored in our heart like never before. Amen. That we are that royal seed of Abraham. Amen. Let it become such a reality today, such a revelation, not only here but around the world, that they'll see that, Lord, you sent a prophet and a message. There's only one way. Only one way to be for sure. Lord, you know I'm not against all of them and anything else. Your prophet wasn't. This word is not. But you have a provided way. And that's the only way I can be for sure is to stay with your word. It's the only way I know. I ain't smart enough. But I have faith in this word.
Jesus. The name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is. Blessed Redeemer, the living Word.
Let's just sing it to you once more as we just worship him in your heart.
Oh, Jesus.
Just sing it to you from the depths of your heart.
Name above all.
We love you, Lord.
Beautiful
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
Glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, the living Word.
Oh, precious Lord. We don't have the words to express how our hearts feel this afternoon. Lord, we see so clearly what you're doing before us, Lord. Lord, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing for us, Lord. Father, for saving us, bringing us out of that miry clay, for watching over us, protecting us, Lord. But Lord, that pearl of great price, this revelation, Lord. Lord, it's not by our will or what we try real hard to figure out or what we even know, but Lord, something deep down inside of us is just bubbling over, pushing out. Lord, knowing that it is thus saith the Lord, it's nothing but the truth, Lord. Every word, we're resting our souls upon it, Lord. And Father, Lord, even the very last words that Brother Joseph was speaking is what was on my heart, Lord. How Satan was battling. Well, you know this message, right? Of course the revelation's right, but you're such a failure. You're nothing. You can't live the right kind of life, or you make mistakes, or how can you, Lord, line up with this message? Lord, the very thing on my heart is what he spoke, Lord, and how much that means to me. Lord, I know I'm nothing, but Lord, I know this message is everything. Father, I'm no good, but you are, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. It's cleansing me every hour, every day, Lord. Thank you for this word, Lord. It's everything to me. Lord, how that encourages my heart, Lord. And I know it has to encourage your bride everywhere, Lord. Father, I can't wait to get in this message, Lord. What a red letter day. Lord, it's going to be what it already has been. Lord, how our faith's lifted up. Lord, we know without a shadow of a doubt when we hear good morning, friends, who it's speaking to us, Lord. Father, though we may be misunderstood, and Lord, we can't help that. You said if it wasn't misunderstood, then there'd be something wrong. But Lord, we're so thankful for what you're showing us, Lord. We're thankful that we can be hooked up around the world, that invisible union of the bride of Christ, Lord. And we know that without a shadow of a doubt that it's that voice that's perfecting us, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We just can't thank you enough, Lord. Lord, thank you for a group of people that's holding on to it with everything they have, Lord. Father, just pray you encourage every heart, Lord. And Lord, just be with each one, every need, Lord. These requests on the pulpit, the ones that were printed out, Lord, the ones that are on the screens, Father, you know every need, Lord. It's a finished work, Father. And Lord, as a group of believers, we're lifting them up to you and say, Lord, we're putting our faith with it, Lord, the faith that you gave us. And we're believing for every request, Lord. And we ask it in Jesus' name that it be done according to your will, Lord. Just be with us, Lord. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Just to be more like you, Lord. I just want to be so much more like you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And just ask you to be with us the remainder of the service, Lord. As we sing songs of worship, Lord, may you be pleased, Father. And just your perfect will be done, Lord. And Father, with great anticipation to hear your voice speak to us, Lord. May we hear it like never before. May it just, Lord, be so clear, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, and what you're trying to get across to your bride for this very moment, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you and can't thank you enough. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus, the name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious hope, Emmanuel, God is with. Blessed Redeemer, the living Word. Just worship him one more time. Oh, Jesus, the name above all names, beautiful Redeemer, the living. heart so encouraged. I'm so thankful to be associated with a group of people that believe like precious faith and holding on to every word. I know it's our heart's desire to draw closer to Him, to be more like Him. Lord, draw me near. Oh, I am Thine, O Lord, and I have heard Thy voice, and it told Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding Son.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for another opportunity, Lord, to gather together. And Lord, prepare our hearts to hear this message, Lord, that You have for us. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, most of all for this revelation, Lord, that these brothers have been speaking about, and we know that we have, Lord. We love You, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless Your people, Father. Open Your word to us, Lord, and we ask that You bless these tithes and offerings. Lead, guide, and direct the service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. And let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in Thine. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, Thy precious bleeding side, and all the pure delight of a single hour that before Thy throne I spend. And when I kneel in prayer and with Thee, my God, oh, I commune as friend with friend. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed.
just leading side, and there are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to Thy precious leading side. And this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through, for my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, that's one thing that I know. My Savior pardoned me so many years ago, and I know He'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you, and if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you, and if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? Oh, the angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world. Third verse. And over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand were shouting victory. Their song to sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And it's some glad morning when this life is over, oh, I will fly away into a home on God's celestial shore. Oh yes, I will fly, will fly away. Oh yes, I will fly away. Oh glory, yes, I will fly away, and I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I will fly away, and when the shadow windows of this life have grown, I will fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, yes, I will fly away. I'll fly away, oh, yes, I will fly away. Oh, glory, yes, I will fly away. Oh, I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. It's just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. Oh, I'll fly. Let's personalize it. We'll, oh, we'll fly away. Oh, glory. We'll fly away. We shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, we'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, yes, I will fly away. Oh, glory. Yes, I will fly away. Oh, I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I. Sisters, sing it for us.
Introduced us to Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So thankful for that revelation. Can't you see why I'm happy? Amen. Oh, can't you see why I'm happy? For I've accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet Micah. Oh, can't you see I'm happy? For I've accepted the word of the Lord. It's the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet. Accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, revealed word that was spoken
and all things are possible.
Praise the Lord. By His grace, we believe. You may be seated. Once again, it's such a privilege for us to be gathered together, united around. Is your faith built up? Are you ready to hear the voice of God? The voice of God from God Himself. It's not a human voice. It's a human voice we hear, but it's not a man's word. It's the words of God for the bride of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Let's welcome our prophet, God's messenger, the Son of Man speaking to His bride. Amen. Brother Branham.